So in Sugif Matzlis, Eshlis Besot, Choshev, Kushel, Tikkun Midas Atzlis is to get anywhere in life. There are overachievers and there are underachievers. In every situation, there are those who max it out, and those underachievers. You saw that the ikur koyach hamachria, the ikur nekuda hamachras, is the midas atzlis. Someone who remains taken over. B'shlitas midas atzlis. So he's going to remain reik. He's going to remain. Person who, in every opportunity, he ends up underachieving. Someone who manages to be clean to meet his rizus, is misakin to meet his asnas. So his kaiches are going to come out, he's going to maximize, he's going to take off. Last week we started, we opened up what is the meet atlas. We saw Gavalga Gilui from Ben Yaina, Shanda Mishanovis. This is the Hagdara from the Mensch. Teva Odom who is Atzam. The Ein Odom needs only man. The Ben Yehuda said that Midas Atzam, everybody is affected by Midas Atzam. Some more, some less. So we saw, based on Ramchal, Chaim Vital. We saw that the pshat is midas ha'atzlis is different than other midas. All midas, the shorish of the midah, the garum, the seed for the midah is in the tev of the person. It's not something that you have to develop, it's there. And the tia tekah has to be koyas. Gaiva, kina, ala gudazachin, that's in the person. The difference between midas ha'atzlis is it's not only in the tev, it is the tev of the mensch. That is who the person is. In the hakov of the mensch, one of the ikur ingredients, he's offer. Offer atav al offer toshuv. He's offer. And because that offer, that material, that the earthliness of the person, that's who he is, and that creates a certain kvedus, a mashiach. A positive koich mashiach, a gravitational pull that slows him down, that weighs him down, that anchors him. It's almost a stronghold that grabs the person and doesn't let him go, doesn't let him move. Why? Because it doesn't want to go away from what it is. It's a daimim. It's a matzah of an inertia. That's the core of the mensch. He's offer. That's who he is. And that's what we saw, that you don't need a midah. Like the other midahs, they need a koyach ha-ma'ir. They need something that initiates. They need a catalyst to turn the meat on, to ignite it, to activate it. Atzlus doesn't need anything. Atzlus is there. It's there 24/7. It's there every Seder. It's there every line of the Gemara. It's there every bracha. It's there every minute when you're dealing with your children, when you're dealing with your wife. It's there. It's there. It's constantly there. That's the mahus of the mensch. That's the diktuk loshen of the Messiah Hashem when he says, "So she is gaber neged tivoy atzmu." Very weird lashon. Usually you say, "Im gaber neged teva." So she is gaber neged tivoy atzmu. That's the taich. Every meat is neged teva. Over here it's tivoy atzmu. That's who you are. You're going against who you are. When you're going to fight against atzlus, you're going against your metzias, your definition of self. Your definition of the mensch. So that's what we saw. That was a sikkum of the last 2 weeks. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina of that idea? So we started last week. The nafkamina of the idea is the idea atzuma. It has to change our approach. It has to change our tsugang when we deal with fighting against midas atzlus. Once we know this, once we're armed with this idea, and once this comes clear, we always speak about stand. But my words, we always speak about avoidus, and any avoidus, we say no. You know means only someone who works on it, and only someone who thinks about it and sees it himself means he knows. You hear it from somebody, you know garnish. You know means somebody who studied, someone who tries to develop this hakara within himself, then he knows it. So my words go upon him. Once we're armed with this idea, once we know that this is true, this is our mitzvah. So the pshat is, we have to realize that there's a big difference. Atzlus, you want to know, we started day, Atzlus, we're Atzlonim by default. You don't have to choose to be Atzlonim, we're Atzlonim by default. There's a chazoka, the chazoka to make her, is that you're an Atzlon. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is you start off in the red. In other midas, so if you have an oivir Hashem, a little bit someone who's a bit of an oivir, he's working. So he says, okay, I want to now work on, I'm working on this midah. So every day he gets up, he puts on his radar, and he's looking out, what's going to be ma'ir me now to kas? I'm working on kas. I'm working on a kuras atoiv. He looks out for different tiyurim and different matzovim that are nageya to work in that sugya, and he has, I locate something, I see, I have to be on the lookout for that. That's not Atzlus. Atzlus is not that you have to be look at and see what's going to be ma'ur you to Atzlus. You start off the day, the Bistun Atzl. You start off. And not only the beginning of the day, you could start off and get yourself in the Zuizis. The next second, you're also an Atzl. And the next Baruch, you're also an Atzl. And Vayti, you're not an Atzl. This is the idea at Tzuma that we have to go work on how to develop it and work with it. But that's what we have to realize. It's very different. It's very different. The access doesn't have to be developed. It's not an enemy from the outside. Most midas come from the inside, but it's there. It's there. It's always there. You're an atzlan until you change yourself. Zoktim Sidus Yashar. The Chavetz Chaim also says this. And that's why. Kapanim. It's a lot of pshatim in this Maimar Chazal, but that's the ikar siba behind. Like Chazal say, Abod Vorm Tzvichim Chizik. Abod Vorm Tzvichim Chizik Tomid Bechol Koichoi. It's like Rashi. You have to always have Chizik. Chizik is something different than Musar a little bit, but it's Chizik. It's a Shmuzin. It's a Mechazik. Why do you have to be Mechazik so much? Why? So can you say, sure? Ki Chizik Godel Tzorach Al Yisharoi Tzalichboi Zatev Al Hofcha. You're constantly going against the tide. You're constantly going against the tide. You realize you want to do anything in life. You want to advance. You want to move anywhere in life. It's a constant milchama against the standard, your standard matzav. You've been kaife, your mitzias, I'll love it. So of course you need chizik, seder, not pasha, you need chizik. Again, a person without working on something, he goes, chazak the maker, he glides, he goes. So if the way that you go is one big cloud of earth, one big kaife, mitzias of inertia, so you need chizik, you want to do anything in life, you want to go anywhere, you want to elevate, you want to go, you want to accomplish. You constantly have to be mechazik. You have to constantly have to be mechazik. Mafkir atzlus. This is the nafkamina hagodol of this idea. I want to tonight now be marchiv a little bit. I want to be marchiv. And how we see this in Zrizus. I'm going to start a little bit Zrizus. Zrizus is the zelum azeh. Zrizus is the midah toiva, a hofchiv, that goes against atzlus. And through this, I don't know if I want to start. We're working so totally in Zrizus, maybe a little bit, but more or less to bring out a little bit the Nakuda that was saying, this Chiddush, this unique point of Atzlus. There's a Meiridik Chiddush in the way that Ramchal Shazalek as Jesus. Meiridik Chiddush. Kedark and Shaldvar, most things we don't look at, we don't notice. Meiridik Chiddush. The Ramchal has a new idea as Jesus. Ramchal, in the beginning of the Mishra Sharm, Perk Vov, Dr. Zay. Acha has the heroes Yahweh as Jesus. In the Bryce of Pinchas Danyar, his Masad is a hero, maybe the day's reasons. So from Mr. Sharm, to say there, Vesulim of Avoid, had a boy, a mensch, had a boy, an Oivid. The other Masholim. Ki as heroes, Dr. Ramchal, there's a parallel between the heroes and the reasons. What Zihirus is to Lois Asay, Zrizus is to Asay. That means, when you break up Kala Tarakula, there's a certain way to Mechala Kala Tarakula, there's Sur Meirav Asay Toy. There's Lois Asay's Ve'esay's, Ava Ve'iris of the Ramban. There's two Chalokim, but even Kloli of Kala Tarakula. Zihirus is the bosses of all staying away from Sur Meirav, Sur Meirav. And Zrizus is the bosses of all Asay Toy. We saw a few weeks ago, we saw in Menyuna, Asay is the chilek that elevates you, that pushes you, that makes you hecher. That's the chilek that elevates you more than just being partial like an animal. The mensch, raising himself up. Torah, mitzvahs, masim tovim, mabayit Hashem, Zionis. Zrizus is the bosses of that. Because up there now there's a meridic line. What is Zrizus? When Yonis of Zrizus mavur, shuagdoma le mitzvahs ala shalom esinyar. Zrizus, why is it the bosses of Asay Toiv? Because the boss is a hagdomo. Zot, the Mr. Yisharim Zrizus is a hagdomo. Hagdomo. It's introduction to do a seitov. Introduction always is something you gotta do before. Before you go in. You know, before you go in, you gotta. Dom. Person wants to go hear Yiddish shit, you wanna go hear a Bosh shit, you gotta know a little Yiddish. You go, what are you gonna do? Well, you could waste his mind learning Yiddish. I'm a kaponim in the beginning, you go in, you don't know Yiddish. What's the Yiddish? Yiddish is listen to. You gotta know Yiddish before you go listen to the shit. Person wants to learn Gemara, he has to know Aramaic, he has to know a little bit how to read. He has to know. There's certain things that are hagdomas. They're not being the kayim that's mzach, it's hagdoma, make enables, it's ma'afshir, it's a ma'achshorot in order to do that. Zokt Mr. Yisharim, Zrizus is a hagdoma. Where does he see it? Meiridik Mr. Yisharim. Where does he see? Where does he see Zrizus? Is a hakdoma. Hakdoma means a hakdoma ma'akevus. There's no way a person could start dealing with asay toiv, dealing with mitzvahs, without zrizus. What does he see? Koloshan hazeh onu chazal. Zrizim madimim le mitzvahs. That's what Yisrael. Psochim davdal. My chavurus would tell me this pshat, and we learned so psochim davdal, and throw him out of the base measures. They'll stay in zrizim madimim le mitzvahs. So Sharm is learning Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs is Zrizus is Hakdoma for mitzvahs. Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs is a din in mitzvahs. There are a lot of protim in mitzvahs, a lot of halachas in mitzvahs. But then hiddur mitzvahs, in avir in the mitzvahs. So din, when you have a zman to do a mitzvah, I'm about to achen now, just to say this type of din, when you have a zman to be do a mitzvah, a zor is, if you're a zor is, there's a din. And for anyone to be a zor is, you have to make sure to mekayim it as early as possible. Because Sharm is saying something totally differently. Mr. Yisharim is saying Zrizus is a hagdoma to do mitzvahs. Okay. The chelek of halacha, you have to spend a lot of time. My neti is that Mr. Yisharim saw it because it's a lot of raya. Zrizim magdim mitzvahs. It's not an eitzah toiva, mechutz la mitzvah, became a din in the mitzvah. When the sugya good, Zrizim magdim la mitzvah became a din in the mitzvah. It's a din in the bedikas chometz itself. It's not an eitzah toiva, how to do bedikas chometz well. Chazal shtel devek, this man of the mitzvah based on Zrizim magdim la mitzvahs. Learning to Mr. Yisharim, if it wouldn't be agdoma to the mitzvah, it would never be able to come within the mitzvah. If sure, I'm not going to be marachin that now. Midaf arbitin, vid Mr. Yisharim at this gezen bechlal, in the words, Zrizim Akdim mitzvah. I want the bottom line. What's he saying? The Mr. Yisharim learns Zrizim Akdim mitzvah in the Nayah Oifen. What does it mean, Zrizim is agdoma the mitzvah? Zrizim is the way you do the mitzvah. Zrizim is agdoma to the mitzvah. Zrizim is, as I told me, the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah quickly. It's a din, it's a chiyuv. Do the mitzvah quickly. Quickly, early. Zrizus is a hagdomah to the mitzvah. What does he mean? So let's get the tchilas dvarim. I don't want to be marachim. Zem is Yisharim and I about. Mr. Yisharim is dealing with Zrizus. Not only there's a maisa that you do with Zrizus, and then there's a midah or a matzav ruach in the person, a matzav nefesh of the person that is a matzav of Zrizus. We spoke about this many times in midas. Chesed, we marachim about this. Is a maisa chesed and midas chesed. They have absolutely no kesher to do with each other. You can have a person who does maisa chesed, and he has no midas chesed. The person has a midas chesed, he doesn't do maisa chesed. It's no shaykh. Same as I think with Zrizus. A person can take a shawarma and finish it up in half a minute. But Zrizus, it's a maisa Zrizus. But it has nothing to do with the meat of Zrizus. It's nothing to do with the meat of Zrizus. Nothing to do with the meat of Zrizus. He very quickly finished off that shawarma. Really quick. But there's nothing to do with the meat of Zrizus. And Mr. Yisharim is saying over here, really awesome. The reason why Chazal made a din, and the reason why there's a din that's reason Magdim and Mitzvahs, because the Torah gezucht that you should be in a matziv, that you are in a state of being of Zrizus. Because when your state of being of Zrizus, which is obviously the opposite of Atzlus, then it shaykhs to Ren Zeri Mitzvahs. When you're in a matziv ruach of Zrizus, then it's shaykh Mitzvahs. But kinire, when you're not in a matziv of Zrizus, it means you're not in the zone, maybe we'll call it in English, you're not in the zone of Zrizus, then you're mufka for Mitzvahs. You're mufka for Mitzvahs, and it's beer, why? But you're mufka for Mitzvahs. That's main time, don't do Mitzvahs. Someone who's in a matziv that we spoke about the other day, answers. He's mufka for Mitzvahs. He's mufka for Mitzvahs. Zrizus is a matziv. Let's see. Shavim Marchiv, this Lakuda, this is what I'm saying. Yes, a beer. It's a Meridik a Medrash. It's famous, but what's the Medrash? Pasuk in Mishlei, Shlem HaMelech, Focham Mikol Odom, Shneit. He's training the Otzel, Shlem HaMelech in Mishlei, that Sach. Ruba the Mishlei, it's Midas. Leichel Nemola Otzel, Lo'ei Drachecha, Chachakem. Shlem HaMelech gives a drocha to the Atzel, all of us. He says, you want to go and learn how to be mafkia Atzels, work on Atzels, go to the ant. Go to the ant house, whatever you call it, ant tree, ant house. Go there and watch the ant, watch it, observe it, and then you're going to learn how to work on Atzels. This is Shlem HaMelech. So Pachad Yitzchak has an interesting shtel. There's another place in Chazal talk about learning midas from animals. Famous Gemara, Gemara in Erevin says, in Molei Nitna Torah, Hayinu Lameidim Tznius Mechatul, you learn Tznius Mechat. It says we would learn Gezel over there from an Amol. This is interesting. Over there, it doesn't include, it doesn't say we would learn Atzlus, Zrizus from an Amol. Why does it not include it? So he says, Kanir, the Zrizus Shemites is like this. It's a drama to understand this. Kanir, the Pshat, get a member of Chazal is like this. In Molei Nitna Torah, we would learn Tznius from a cat. And we learn how to not be a goslin from an ant. That's a molin in the Torah. Now when the Torah is given, it's in how much a hechra mitzvah is. Kaseda, we speak about it all the time, das Torah loike das balabayas. Torah mukimusogim, Torah's musik of its nius, Torah's musik of not being a goslin is much hechra and much higher than the poshet of balabatish, a logical way of learning. The Derech Eretz Kadmah, the Torah also has something. You need to work on that before that. But the Torah is higher than that. Oy bazoi, that's what he wants to say. Shlomo HaMelech is talking about, you could see from the Atzla, you could see from the Ramola, the Torah dik and musig of Jesus. That's why it's not in that regime. The Atzla, this pasuk is a pasuk in Mishlei, it's a pasuk in Ksuvim, it's in the Torah. Shlomo HaMelech says, in the Torah, go to the Ramola and learn. Because he's telling you now, if you want to see the Torah dik and musig of Jesus, which is a higher idea of Jesus, go to the Ramola. The same Zachim Ledin Devaila. And there's a poshet de balabatish type of Zrizus. And then there's a hechad, there's a teretik type of Zrizus. And that's Zrizus, that's your Zrizus you see from the Ramallah. What's this? What's special about the Zrizus from the Ramallah? What is the Sikha? What's special? So the Medrash, I'm Eredik a Medrash, I'm a Pel dig a Medrash. Self points out, I'm a Pel. It's like a Medrash like this. What's special about the Ramallah following? Observing a Ramallah, if you know anything about ants, following it points a few interesting observations about an ant. First thing, Zoltavisin, an ant only lives the lifespan of ants, Ein Echayel Shisha Chadosha. An ant lives the most 6 months. 6 months and it's finished. It's finished by Shisha Chadosha. Okay? Why? Ein Lo Gidim Vatsomis. It doesn't have Gidim Vatsomis in the makeup of ants, doesn't it? Memelo Kom Machola Ein Elechito Mersa. That gants a long life, 6 months. It only eats Achita Mersa, a kernel of wheat. And a half, a kernel and a half a week. The kind of thing. It's all it has. It can farness it, it can nourish it its whole life. Okay, so everyone knows the ant works to store its food. In the summer, it stores. So Zoktim Majesh Azoy. Kol machol en echidem echso. V'yoyleches u'machneset b'kayetz. Kol mashem moitze echidem esor. Every single thing it sees a kernel, it takes. It doesn't say, oh, I have enough. I'll go later. I want to do something else. I want to go play now. I want to go play basketball now. No. Every single chita v'soir it sees, it takes. Every single thing, like habits, it takes. Fear tois the medrash, am rabbi shim ben yichoy. Maisa hoya, umotzei bebor shalosh loish meyo iskur. The one once went around into the ant hole, and he found in his pit, in his machzan over there, he had shloish mei ois kor. Okay, I don't know how many kernels of wheat are shloish mei ois kor, but it's hundreds and hundreds more times than chito mechzan. That means he had his machzan hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more wheat than he needed. This is the reason that I'm like, well, what's data? Pshas like this. It's very, you need it very chashiv. Pshas like this. The balabatish's reasons, which is very chashiv, halavai, we should be zeichet to that, is of a simple reasons. I give two jobs to two of my kids, two of my daughters. I say, you got to take care of the right side dishes, you got to take care of the left side dishes. One, fum first, dos, and this. I come back an hour late, so maybe did two things. The other one, fine, take finish. She did that, she did, she now did, she did all the things I didn't ask her. She's a daughter, she takes care of which she takes care. Diligent, she's diligent. That's mzach. She takes care. In the regular tfisa, in the derech eretz kodem of the Torah, the tfisa of Jesus is eichatimsa to execute and to perform in the right way. You want to be tichtig? You want to do a zach richtig? Be zaris, get moving. Then you're gonna do it. There are people who don't even do that. Many people in life don't even have that. That's basic. That's aleph. That's the Ramallah is not. That's not what the Ramallah is doing. The Mullah is only kind of get a chit of a message. It's plenty of time to do that. What's he doing? The Mullah, Zrizus has nothing to do with execution. He's not trying to get to the finishing line. He's not trying to get a result. What's the Zrizus of the Mullah? The Zrizus of the Mullah is Zrizus L'shem Zrizus. That's the Zrizus of the Mullah. He's not being the Mullah because I have to get... If you have koiches, and you could be might see the koiches, why waste time? Why remain a clod of earth? Go take your koiches and mitzvah into the pile. So shut off the koiches. Zrizus means that you beat a matzah zrizus because that's the only time you can use your koiches properly. Ay, cheshboinus to get there. It's not cheshboinus to get anywhere. Zrizus is a chetimsum the tachlis mitzalatzmod. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says. Go and see. This is the Torah's idea of zrizus. Why do we need that? The answer is, and this is the sorry, this is getting back. Because without that, so what are you saying? Okay, I'm going to wait, I'm going to see, do I need to be Zoraz or I don't need to be Zoraz? Does the result remain that I be a Zoraz or the result not man to be a Zoraz? If I'm looking and waiting for if the result demands, so that's in the vital, what happens? If you're in an Atzlin, and you're in that threshold, we said Atzlis grabs the person. Maybe we'll use an English word, a stupor. It's like you're in a stupor. If you're in the stupor of Atzlis, it grabs you, it gravitates you. Verzok, you're going to be a Zaris. If you don't jump the boat to Shtel Zechavek in a Matzav Zrizu, when a person is Zrizus, things are happening, things are moving, things are going. There's aggressiveness, things happen, things go. When you're not, very vast. For carrots, you're in a matzav, you're in the red, like we started off. You're in a matzav, the atzlis takes over you, and without realizing, again, you don't realize, it's so harmless. Atzlis is so harmless. That's what we started about. I'm going to go over this the whole time. It's so harmless, you don't think anything is bad, but there's a terrible spell that the atzlis has over you that's not going to let you move. It's going to fight every single tiny bit of motion and exertion. Any bit of esroimus, it's over you. So the teretz is, if you want to be maimed, that the Zrizus should be connected to Atzlus. We have to find something, just like Atzlus is Atzlus without an agenda. Zrizus is also Zrizus without an agenda. And the Eizen Shemas hears that this is Mamish the Zelum Azel, but we shtel avek Atzlus. Just like Atzlus, we shtel avek. It's not because of a motive. Why did you stay in bed the whole day? You talk a thought is the best thing to stay in bed all day. You ask the camper, stay in bed. Why did you stay in all day? You missed first activity, second activity. You missed that. Why? There was a pshat in it. It's kacha. It's my state. I stayed in bed. Didn't budge. Didn't move. It's a pshat. It's an agenda. Why? No. I really wanted to have a terrible day. Yeah. I really, really wanted to have a terrible day. No. There's no good ways. Didn't move. Didn't move. On an agenda. The Zelum Hazeh is Rizus also. It's Zoriz because that's the Shleimus Dika Matzav of the mansion. Like the Mishir Shom says, Kol Maise, famous line of Mishir Shom, Kol Maise Atzadikim Bemehirus. They do everything quickly. You have to speak about what it means. I mean, they run like a maniac. I don't know what it quickly means. But there's Rizus there. Rizus is not just Eichatimsa. Zuizis is because it's a different matzav of nefesh. This is what the Mishir Shah means. Zuizim matim mitzvah dom of mitzvahs. Without realizing, again, we don't realize, but when a person's in that standard matzav, that matzav of offer, of one big cloud of earth, the etzem is in a matzav, if you ask him deep down, his nefesh is like, until you force me to do something, I'm not doing nothing. That's the etzem what his body says. I'm not moving until you move. I'm not moving one finger or one brain cell until you move me. That's the matzav. Do you think that's a matzav is conducive to mitzvahs? What are you saying? The matzav conducive to mitzvahs. Aleph, there's a good side you're not going to do the mitzvah b'chalal. Beis, maybe there's even the oymek advan, I don't know if we need this for our scale. Even if you do a mitzvah, what is a mitzvah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs favors from you. You do a mitzvah in a matzav atzlis, the child is asking, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're asking me, okay, it saves man kriya shema, we kriya shema. It saves man tefillah, mamash, only at the last minion, I'll already go. That's a mitzvah. A mitzvah is the Dvar Hashem. A mitzvah is a tzivu, you're a mitzvah. Dvar Hashem is a tzivu that's mechayiv of you. It's not that you do him a favor. A mitzvah is that the person is going to do the mitzvah. A mitzvah is zecha tir doif nafshi. That's part of the tzur of a mitzvah. It's not only a chore. A mitzvah is mitzvah zecha tir doif nafshi. Zrizus is agdom ala mitzvah. What does it mean zrizus agdom mitzvah? It means you have to be in a matziv of nefesh of zrizus. You have to be in a matziv where you're moving, you're going. Don't understand what I'm saying. There's too much of him. Person is a person who's going, he's moving. He's like, I don't play sports in Stamm Abyssal. In sports, you see that. It's a guy, you throw him the ball. I'll pass it, maybe. It's a guy, he's alert. He makes things happen. He's aggressive. All of a sudden, you go. What's the difference? There's too much suffering in the nefesh of a person. It's a person who all his kliches right now are totally back. He's not going anywhere. He's not moving anywhere. Until you force him. Sometimes a lot of things force. The game got to go weiter. And the person who is, he's in matzah zuizis. We'll see more and more tefaychah zuizis. But he's on top. He's on top of things. He's going. He's not pulled down. He's not dragged down now by the kvedas of his goof. He's not. This is Sai. Sai, we saw over here. Ashlama. To what it means. Akarich nadvar. That Atzlis is the tiviest ticket. Stomach ticket matzav of the mensch. Now we see the second side of the coin. The second side of the matbea. What Zrizis is and what Zrizis helps. Zrizis fights against it. A little bit of Lamaisa. Just Lamaisa to bring out what we spoke about tonight. A little bit of Lamaisa. The Lamaisadik of this is that we can't wait to work on Zuizis till we have something in front of us. A person comes in to say the Dei Fetishka. He comes to say the Sunday morning for sure. Well, every start of the Sugar for sure is like that. It's the biggest matzav atzlis. And you have nothing, nothing's going yet. Nothing's doing, nothing's moving. You come in, you one big grace of chefts of matzlis. You one big grace of chefts of mafel. Come in like this. So what? You wait until you have what to see and a good kasha, and then you're going to be Zoris to go look at it and go get the Rajma. No. A person has to be made karva. He can't let himself be in a matzav atzlis. Many gedolei olam. And they, many years, they said he didn't lean back on a chair. He didn't lean back on the chair. Why didn't he lean back on the chair? What's the avlo of leaning back on the chair? What? Maybe it was I was taking a nehan off my mazik leisnish. But it's borrowed this one idea. When you lean back in the chair, it's not an avlo, but you're perfectly set up to be in a state of inertia. Like this. You're feeding atzlis, that's it. You don't have to feed atzlis. We said atzlis is the default. You like that, so you got a matzav of unproductivity. A lot of times I caught myself, no, say that I'm understanding like this. I start like this. What? I have to wait for something. Why? Why do I caught myself right away? I try. I see that's a matzav. It's a matzav of unproductivity. It's a matzav that's the opposite of Zuizis is Adam at the mitzvahs. A lot of times during a meal also. Saying a meal, a person could be he's feeding his body. Dafka. If there's some word on this end of the table, instead of asking the guy, pass it to you. The atzlis of a mensch is not even there. He doesn't want to budge. Mama doesn't want to budge for a second. The ketchup's over there, he doesn't want to move. Dafka, get up and go. Get up. Your wife's serving you, go get up something. Go get from the fridge. Get up, move. Why? To be a person, to be an aggressive person. You think your wife enjoys being by a lump of cloud of earth for supper? Nothing is going on. You won't notice anything by her. The Atzlan, nothing's happening by him. He is where he is and he's not moving. He's not on top of his game. There's a metzias in the person, there's a state in the person, in the nefesh, where he's on top of things. And he's not on things. And this, and we'll get back to it, but this is a vada, one of the big ideas of coming late and not coming late. And we'll talk about this in Hamshach Avad. This is one of the biggest problems when a person comes late. When you come late, be'etzem you're in the matzah vatzlis. You're not aggressive, you're not going, you're not pushing anything. You're waiting to be pushed. You did whatever you did, you pushed it off, and you finally got here. You don't realize that you're starting in the red. You don't realize how much that you're below the game, you're not on top of the game. A guy who comes in time, kolshkin, people try to get up one day early, get up early to the seeker. You're on top, you moved, it's a matzah of zrizas. You're not waiting for the teva, you're on top of the teva, you miss gaba negative teva, you're going, you're moving, you're playing. This is what we want, we're opening up tonight. That's less of zrizas. It's before the Baal Batish has to get the job done and not get the job done. It's a matzav in the person. The standard matzav, the default matzav is a matzav vatzlis. He's behind. You're just behind. You're impossible. You don't budge. You're behind. The opposite is reasons. Reasons has to be fakir. I'm moving. I'm going. I'm jumping. That's the way we eventually have to be sakir in these matzavs.